One of the joys of sitting by almost any patch of shallow water in England is to hear the comforting trill of a distant little grebe. This little ball of feathers is a totally aquatic bird. As one author said, it is master of the water, just as a peregrine or lapwing is master of the air. It is also shy and secretive, and as any photographer knows, just as you press the shutter, all you have is a ring of bright water and no bird. So the little grebe presents something of a challenge for the naturalist, and here, by entering its watery world, I hope to reveal some of its interesting vocabulary. Starting in the winter months, little is known about the migration of this species, but here in Northumberland, they do leave the inland waterways and gather in small groups on coastal lagoons, and at this time of year, the only sound you are likely to hear is this pitty-pip contact call. But it is when they return to the breeding sites in early spring that the best recording opportunities occur. The familiar trill is rather varied and complex. It may be a short burst from a single bird, or a long, deeper, so-called threat trill from a bird in territorial dispute, but most often it takes the form of this delicious, synchronous duet between a pair. You rarely see a little grebe fly, but you will hear them pattering across the surface, whether to join its mate, or in one of these territorial disputes with neighbours, which also feature a great deal of trilling. Little grebes have a number of anxiety calls, such as this from an individual at close range. And these calls from a pair anxious about the presence of a large coot close to their nest. When suddenly alarmed, they will utter a short pick, often accompanied by an impressive splash dive, the bird emerging some distance away, perhaps as a distraction display. Perhaps the most interesting and intimate sounds are heard at a pair's copulation platform, which is a small mat of wet leaves where the birds spend a lot of time in the early spring, bringing in fresh weeds and mating repeatedly. To capture these calls, I had to wade out before dawn in April and place a mic just 20 centimetres above the platform. The so-called buzzing call is a series of quiet, repeated contact calls, given almost constantly between the pair at close range. And this call develops into a crescendo leading up to mating, One bird is on the platform as the other sits close by. The call reaches a climax as the bird mounts, whereupon an extremely quiet exchange of calls is heard before the top bird, oddly male or female, jumps into the water. The nest can be very difficult to locate, so the most common evidence of successful breeding is seeing the humbug-striped chicks out on the open water or riding on a parent's back, begging for food with this piping call. They may well have another brood in the same year, so you can expect more opportunities through the year to record this delightful little bird.